This week, as we started our election series, 30 Issues in 30 Days, we knew some issues would be rooted in dry facts, but others would carry strong emotions. And one of those emotionally charged issues is abortion. Today, WGBH Radio's Ann Mastu explores how the debate has shifted over the years.
This is where the modern-day women's health debate begins, in the 1960s and 70s, during the Women's Liberation Movement.
Welcome to the new wave of feminism. Welcome to each other. Welcome home.
The advent of birth control, the fight over the Equal Rights Amendment, and Title IX empowered women. But nothing has proven as divisive as abortion, legalized in 1973 and part of the political debate ever since. In the 1990s, debate turned to contraception coverage in healthcare plans.
Women's health in this election season, like many in the recent past, has tended to focus on women as reproductive beings.
Charlene Galarno is a women's studies professor at Wellesley College.
So women's health then has focused on reproductive health issues. It's very important. I don't want to underestimate the importance of talking about reproductive health to women's lives. It's ultimately important, but it is not all that women are. And so I think it's important that we have started to broaden the conversation to think about women's health in other ways.
So where is the conversation about women's health today? One place is Mattapan Community Health Services, a sparkling new building, bustling with families and other visitors. They offer primary care, pediatrics, dental, and OBGYN services. And now they're providing mammograms.
Health centers are very much concerned about the health of families. In a lot of families, women drive the health care.
Azzy Young is director of Mattapan Community Health Services.
So we, of course, advocate for self-care for women so that they can be in a position to help their entire family to be healthy.
The center is not politically affiliated. Young says they have already benefited from mandatory health insurance in Massachusetts because nearly all their patients have health insurance.
In terms of women coming to the health center, it's increased access for preventive services, particularly around mammography services. We absolutely need it to stay in place. It will help the families that we serve tremendously.
Today's conversation may center on women's overall health, but not far in the background is the ongoing political divide over abortion. Just a few miles from Mattapan is an unmarked clinic in Brookline that provides OBGYN care and performs abortions.
It's important not just to look at this as pro-choice or anti-choice or anti-abortion.
The clinic's director is Dr. Lauren Delibovey. She says this year's election conversation is surprising. Healthcare has become a loaded term, thanks in part to the Affordable Care Act. It's making birth control largely free, but religious organizations are exempt from having to cover employees' birth control if they choose not to. Opponents say the act is overly reliant on regulations, fees, and taxes.
It's interesting because we've never really had economic concerns before. We're concerned with tax funding of abortion. But now we're concerned about economics because it's impacting care of people.
Anne Fox is the president of Massachusetts Citizens for Life, whose centerpiece is to end legalized abortions.
In one sense, politically, you could say that right to life is our party because that's what decides how we vote. If the government and the society is not able to protect life, then really the other things that we talk about don't have much meaning. So we feel that the first thing we have to do is protect life, and that is getting broader and broader these days.
Broader on issues beyond abortion, too, including the assisted suicide ballot referendum in Massachusetts.
People do tend to think of the pro-life movement as anti-abortion, which is true. But there's so much just scientifically that's happening now, whether it's embryonic stem cell research, even in vitro fertilization, cloning. So our focus has broadened.
On the other side of the abortion debate is Planned Parenthood. They, too, see important women's health issues beyond abortion, but they're not ready to give up any ground that's already been won. Tricia Wajda is director of public affairs for the Planned Parenthood League of Massachusetts.
I don't think that we could have two more different candidates when you're looking at Obama and Mitt Romney. President Obama is clearly supportive of women's health. He recognizes that Planned Parenthood is the point of entry into the healthcare system for millions of women, whereas Mitt Romney has said time and time again he wants to get rid of Planned Parenthood. He clearly has overlooked the impact of what would happen if we were to go away, if he was to get rid of us.
And again in today's debate, economics comes up when discussing women's health.
These issues pertaining to women's health are very much economic issues. When we're talking about how much to invest in birth control and these other preventive things, it seems like it's a far better investment than the money that we're going to end up spending if we don't make that investment in the preventative work.
Gallup polls show that most voters, men and women, have made up their mind on the topic of abortion. The May poll showed 50% of Americans call themselves pro-life, which has remained stable in recent years. But Americans who identify as pro-choice are at a record low, 41%, down from 47% in 2009. Wellesley Women's Studies professor Charlene Galarno is also looking outside of Massachusetts.
I'm particularly watching the states and those that are talking about not buying into the Medicaid expansion, which is the expanding of health care to larger numbers of low-income people. The federal government has offered a subsidy to states to do that, and there are a number of states which are considering not being part of that program. And I think that's going to have a huge effect on women and men's health. But it's an issue we haven't talked about much recently.
As the women's health debate circles back to primary care and insurance, Galarno points out women do live longer than men and use more health care services in their lifetime. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.
We'll continue our focus on abortion today at noon on Boston Public Radio. Hear how the legislative battles over abortion have been fought on the state and federal levels. Then tomorrow at this time, we shift to the high cost of health care administration. Ever wonder how many people it takes to process your claims? You may be surprised by the number. Our election series, 30 Issues in 30 Days, continues through Election Day. You're on WGBH Radio and online at WGBHnews.org.